misunderstand what we trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for real talk. I'm your host, Miss V, out of the D, and I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Oh, man, what a beautiful weekend.
Yes, and I learned how to stay home, so I'm even better.
Yep, I got some news. I meant to call in about 2 minutes earlier and let you know, but I will be doing two shows remote next year in March.
Is she gonna be in Hawaii?
Jealous.
Not the time to show love.
Oh, it.
I have a 80-pound dog that wants to let me know that he loves me. And he is making sure that I understand it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I saw your text message like Tuesday morning. Naturally, we all know that I do not look at my phone during football games. So.
Oh, yeah.
But, yes, we did have fun. And today has been a nice day because I ain't got to worry about no football. I've been more pissed because it's like everybody who I want to lose has been fucking winning. Minneapolis won. Green Bay won. Now it looks like the fucking Eagles are going to win. I'm like, what the fuck? Don't y'all know how
yeah.
to lose?
Well, Tampa Bay, they lost and looked like they were going to win. And then the Sooners, same thing. They lost on Saturday. So, yeah, it just been. Oh,
and then
man.
I saw a little bit of NASCAR earlier, but I didn't really watch any of it.
Yeah.
I just kind of saw it.
Yep. First guy, first time winner of the race as far as he finished second, but he won the championship.
Cool.
And that was with Penske Racing. So, yep, I did watch that. Watching the Cowboys and Eagles right now.
Yeah, I'm
and
watching
then...
this right now. I'm getting a little pissed.
And see, that's it. I love my Eagles. But I don't have a T-shirt or anything from the Eagles or Tampa Bay, nothing, because I try and follow.
Well, you're in Dallas country.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I'm down there.
You could spit it. You're in cowboy country, so I can understand why. They probably don't even sell nothing down there. They probably look at you like you're a total outsider.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, last time I liked Dallas was two different times. It was when Roger Staubach was quarterback. Second time was when Troy Aikman was quarterback. And other than that, I don't care about him. And, I mean,
well.
There was a couple of football players from the Dallas Cowboys that came up to Oklahoma back in the late 80s, early 90s. And I wish I could remember their names, but they were two of them were wide receivers for the Dallas Cowboys. And they played softball after retirement.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'll tell you what, those guys could hit, they could run, and they could throw that ball. So, I mean, that was cool. But I've never really been a Dallas fan.
Well, this week, like I said, everybody knows I was going to say this week, you know, I'm kind of chilled because this week was a bye week for the Lions. And I'm really kind of getting ready to lose my mind because last Sunday there was no game because we had Monday Night Football. This Sunday there's no game because of the bye week. Next week they're going to be in L.A. I'm not hopping on no plane to L.A. I'm not even going to surprise y'all and say, yo, no show because I'm in L.A. Let's put that out there right now. I will not be making a trip to L.A.
Yeah.
No. That's not going to happen. But we only have, after this week, 4 shows before we go on our winter break because we have next week, then we have the following week, and then we naturally we never have a show after Thanksgiving. And then we're not going to have a show until the 10th of December because I will be in NOLA. And there's no way I could do the show after that game. I'm going to have too many. First of all, I realized my timeshare, there's going to be a lot of people in my timeshare, and these people really don't know that I'm Miss V. You know, they know me Miss V, but they know me Miss V as Miss V, the Detroit Lions loud-ass fucking fan.
Oh, yeah.
Since there's going to be, I realize there's going to be a shitload of people on my timeshare because I don't know how to not invite people, and we're going to be in NOLA. I mean, and I'm not coming back to the D until Tuesday. So a lot of people are coming back on Monday. But, again, it's NOLA. I probably won't even make it back to the fucking timeshare other than maybe to put down my bag and to grab my regular purse because I'm going to be in the quarters. I mean, it's NOLA. I don't plan on being, like, funky drunk, but my daughter wants to, she's never been, so I try to tell her that going to NOLA is way different than going to Vegas. You know, you cannot see Vegas in 5 days. You really need to do multiple trips to Vegas, especially if you're actually going to do tour stuff in Vegas. I don't mean walk the strip and that, but, like, we went down to Old Vegas, and then we went to, you know, I told you we did a lot in that week that we were there. And or the 4 days that we were there, and we still didn't get a chance to do everything we wanted to do. And that was with us going to a couple of shows, going to Old Vegas, going to Area 51 or wherever they call it. And it's not for those out who thinking, oh, UFO. No, it's a place where, like, all they have, like, a mall for marijuana in Vegas, a big mall. It's a lot of different little dispensaries and stuff in there. So we went there, and they have more than one. They have, like, 2 or 3 of them. We went there, but we also went and did when you go and do the Titanic exhibit, that's 2 to 3 hours right there out your day. And then we did this living art exhibit. You know, we did a lot, and that was tour stuff that we did. I go to Vegas, and I never really go as a tourist. I'm normally going because I'm working. So going there as a tourist was so different. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, it was like, poof, big shock. I mean, but I will say Vegas is some place I could do a weekend trip to. You don't do a weekend trip to NOLA. You got to give at least 3 or 4 days in NOLA. You can't say, I'm going to go down there. Like, put it like this. You could fly out of Detroit on a Friday and come back on a Sunday or fly out on a Thursday and go to Vegas. First of all, I'm not a gambler, so me doing a trip to Vegas like that would be strictly for me to go shopping. And there's no shopping in Vegas. I'm going to be very honest. There's really not any shopping in Vegas, so that's not someplace that I would just say, I'm going to do a weekend trip. You know, maybe if I thought I was going to get hitched real quick, the only time I would probably do a Vegas trip, is if I was going to get married, because there's no waiting period for a marriage license. But why would I go to Vegas when I could? But why would I go to Vegas when I live 45 minutes from Ohio when there is no waiting period either? That's if I was going to get married. Just putting that out there. Why should I spend $400 or $500 to go to Vegas when I could spend $70 and go to Toledo? So again, but NOLA, I can't just do a weekend trip. You know, when people say, "Oh, I went here," okay, I don't understand how y'all do these little weekend trips. I don't do weekend trips. I do weekend trips to like Indy. I'll do a day trip to Chicago. We know I did that one day trip to Green Bay. Okay, that's like unique.
Yeah.
Okay. There's not shit to do in Green Bay, so I don't see me spending a full fucking week in Green Bay anyway, okay? That less than 24 hours that I was there was more than enough. I mean, we do want to go back to Wisconsin for cheese. We will say that not about an hour outside of Green Bay, it's this city called Gibville, and they did have they're like the hidden city. They're not like some big major city. We found damn good cheese there. Cheese that was, we said we might go back to a Green Bay game, not because we really want to go to the game, but because we want to go back to for the cheese. Because when you go to the areas off of the freeway, the cheese is expensive as hell. Like 4 or 5 times the price that we paid at the little cheese place. That is the dairy and everything that does it. So we were like, fuck it, we might just go back. You know, we'll plan our trip more, you know, better. But we may just go back to go to a game, but then to stop there and get our cheese because it was so much cheaper there than it was any place else.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the only thing that may get us to go back. But I will tell you, aside from that, yeah, I'm not in a rush to go back to Wisconsin. And we all know that I do day trips to Chicago. I can catch the train from here to Chicago. I do go to Chicago to shop. I'm trying to hold off on my shopping. I have to get new windows in my house. I can't be fucking doing these damn day trips and just dropping money like I used to. So.
Well, that thing.
My day trips are a dumb thing.
I mean, I'll verify tomorrow once I order my tickets and all that. But yeah, instead of 2 years ago, I went for 7 days. This year, I'm going back for 2 weeks.
Well, you have fun. I mean, I had an associate that just went to Hawaii. We're not speaking, so I don't care about what their trip entailed. I don't know what they did while they were there, but I would like to go back. Now, I will say this. I would like to go back to Hawaii because the last time I was in Hawaii, I had a horrible experience. And I want everybody to understand this has nothing to do with the Hawaiians. It has to do with the fact that when you're in the military and you go places, it is way fucking different than when you go there as a tourist. Because your areas and stuff is confined. I was by Hickam Air Force Base because I was flying back to Okinawa. And what I will tell you, he was out of bounds. They're going to pull the touchdown back.
Yeah. Nope. They allowed it. They're kicking the ball off
They
now.
Allowed it. Okay.
Yep.
Because he was clearly out.
Oh, yeah. And I'm surprised they did. Oh, yeah, before
that
football crossed that line.
He was clearly out.
Oh, big time.
And for those of y'all who don't know, we're both watching the Dallas game. So, like, I looked up. I know that there's a slight delay between Greg and me. So where I saw that they had stepped out, Greg already saw the kickoff. So I saw the replay, and I'm like, yeah, he's clearly out. That shouldn't have counted as a touchdown. But it is what it is. You know.
Yep.
But so I would like to go back to Hawaii, but I will probably go and stay at my timeshare when I go.
Yeah.
Just because I want to go to the big. I know that they say Maui is. They're opening back up Maui. I don't know where my timeshare is at, Well, I will tell people is that either way, it's going to be expensive when I go because I don't have friends there.
Yep.
I know a couple of people, but I don't know a lot of people. And I'm going to say this just like every other place. If you go someplace and you've never been there and you don't have anybody that you know there, you will stand out like a sore thumb. And Hawaii has crime just like the rest of the country. Don't think because it's an island, it don't have crime. It got crime. And
oh,
you have
got
to be
crime.
Mindful of where you go.
Yep.
You have to be very mindful of where you go at in Hawaii. And because it's an island and it's a very tropical island with a lot of woods, but they're not called woods. They're what they called. But you know what I'm saying. The areas are like really, really dense, like the woods and the forest. And you have to be mindful of where you're going because these people are native to this. So they will know areas that you won't know, and they'll tell you to go someplace, and you'll be like, what? So I tell everybody that when I go, I will probably stay more so on the resort only because I don't know anybody there. And I am mindful. Like when I go to Vegas, I am more adventurous in Vegas, but that's only because I've gone to Vegas so many times. Like, I know where the hood is in Vegas. I know where to shop at in Vegas. I know if I want a good deal where to go. But that's because I've been to Vegas so much. Like, I don't shop on the strip. Anybody who knows me knows I do not shop on the strip. I go to the hood, okay? Like, I'm going to get a rental car, and I'm going to Costco if I'm going to be there for a few days because I'm going to get some food from Costco. Oh, yeah. I know where I'm going to go when I go to Vegas. Like, I go literally to the hood. I don't shop on the strip for too much of anything. I do all my shopping in the hood when I go to Vegas. I know people are laughing and say, really? But I'm so familiar with Vegas. Yeah, I know south of the strip. I know north of the strip. Oh, yeah, I know where stuff to go because I did a lot of walking. I've done a lot of walking in Vegas. I have stayed at the... over by the Palms. North of the Palms is a neighborhood, and one of the reasons why I've done a lot of walking when I go to Vegas is because I do want to buy a house in Vegas. You know, I've looked at some properties. I should have bought them back 10 years ago when they were cheaper because I can't find shit right now that I can afford, but and because a lot of these HOAs, I want to live where they don't have an HOA. And the reason being is because I want to do like a verbal rental, but I want to have a house manager that will do the monitoring for me it's going to be another resident for me. But I want to have a verbal setup, but I want to have it available for my entire family, but also since I won't be there on a regular, to have it blocked out for the times that I won't be there as a rental for those times so that I can make that money.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. I have that same goal, same deal with going to Hawaii.
House to rent it out to the adult industry. And I know people will say, why would I rent out my house to the adult industry? First of all, I can sit there. The adult industry, they are very clean. And if I were to rent a house out to a big name in the adult industry, I could probably rent it out for 15 G's a month. Because the number of things that they're going to be filming, because think about it. If I'm renting in that house and I'm not going to be there, but I tell them, this is my residence. But normally they only use one or two rooms. You can actually have it where, if they're filming in a couple of rooms, but you have two other rooms, like where somebody is always there, then I could get it to a bedroom house. I mean, come on, let's keep it real. If you ever watch it, you could tell when they're filming in apartments and different houses. And these are actual homes that they've rented. These are not always studios.
Oh.
Sometimes they have studios that they've done. But if you get the right size house, I mean, I could probably get a 3 or 4 bedroom house and say I'm going to rent it out. And the reason why I will be charging them more is because I know that you're going to be shooting scenes. First of all, the rooms that you're filming in, you guys can bring your own furniture, okay?
y'all gonna be a lot of, y'all, it's gonna be a lot of sex going on. You know what I'm saying? And I, let's just say, not so much as the furniture, but your own mattresses. Because I don't want to have to replace the mattresses. But if I charge you $15 a month, I might go on and let you do the mattresses, because when I come, if I know that you're going to have it for 3 months out of the year and I'm charging you $15 a month, okay, that's a good chunk of my mortgage being paid. When I come there, well, guess what? The first time I do, those mattresses got to go.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to cost me no $15 for mattresses, even if I do it in 2 rooms.
Yep. That's a good thing, though. So that's something I need to keep in mind if I decide to buy property over there in Hawaii.
See, the cost of living in Hawaii is so expensive. I mean, I've heard that like a 2-bedroom house could be $600,000. I'm like, dude. And that's with no backyard or nothing. So I'm like, I'm not even looking at Hawaii. Plus, even though Hawaii is not known for getting hurricanes, I think of this climate change and all the stuff that's going on, and I'm like, I will never give up my house here in Michigan. People laugh at me, but I'm like, I live like in the Mecca that no people, like Michigan is like to me the best kept secret in the country. You know why? We get all four seasons. Our cost of living is low, in my opinion, and I live here. I live very well on what I make. My daughter lives very well. As a matter of fact, my entire family that lives here in Michigan lives very well on the money that they make or they have made. So I told everybody, why would I want to go someplace else where I got to struggle? I don't struggle here. I probably live beyond my means because of where I live at. You know, when I tell people what I, you know, what, how big my house is and everything, they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah. I was like, I'd be stupid to move someplace else. I'm good where I'm at. I mean, I'd rather take the time. Yeah, it's taking me time to fix my house up the way I want it, but guess what? It's my house.
Oh, yes.
I want to make sure I say this before we even get really deep into the show, because, oh, wow, we got 36 minutes up already. Next Saturday is Veterans Day. Actually, this coming Saturday is Veterans Day. I want to wish all my brothers and sisters a happy Veterans Day. For all of you stores out there having Veterans Day sales, like, seriously, dude. Y'all will have a sale if it's a pee on my shoe day sale. I mean, I'm so sick of every time I turn around. We done had a Halloween sale. Well, they didn't do a Halloween sale, but they done did a Columbus Day sale. Now they're doing a Veterans Day sale. We're going to have, you know, next year we're going to have a Black Friday sale after Thanksgiving. And then we're going to have the Christmas sale. My question is, why do we need a President's Day sale? Why do we need a Columbus Day sale? Why do we need a Veterans Day sale? And the reason why I asked this, and why do we need a Memorial Day sale? Why can't we just stick with the big sale around Christmas?
Yeah.
Because, first of all, you're making money. You're putting a sale out there for everyone and not looking at those of us who have actually served. So to me, that's not a sale. That's just you making more money, okay? I'm just going to keep it real. Columbus Day, why are we celebrating land being taken from Native Americans? I understand, and I'm talking about sale-wise. I'm not talking about the holiday. I understand why we celebrate Columbus Day. But my whole thing, why are these stores, it's a Columbus Day sale. What are you giving back to the Native Americans on that day when you have these sales?
Yes.
You know, when you when there is the Labor Day sale, which is for everyone who works. But what are you truly giving back to the workers? So the 4th of July sale. I just want to know why every time there's a
and I'm air doing air quotes, why every time there's a federal holiday, there is some type of sale at a department store or furniture store? What are
that
you doing
is
for the individuals that have been affected on these days? Because Columbus Day, how much money are you giving back? What are you giving to Native Americans on Columbus Day? On Veterans Day, what are you actually truly giving to veterans? And I understand that as a veteran, there are some discounts that we receive, but those discounts are normally stores that already give discounts on a, you know, on a regular basis, not just on Veterans Day.
Yeah.
On the 4th of July, what are you giving to these countries where people still don't have their freedom? We have our independence, but what are you doing for them? You're doing a sell on Independence Day. And on Memorial Day, what are you doing? What are you saying to these Gold Star and Silver Star families, these families that have lost people in the military? What are you truly doing for them? But you're having a Memorial Day sale. But
yeah.
Are you truly remembering those who gave their lives for this country? So I'm like everybody else. I like a good sale. But it has gotten to the point where no one's looking at the meaning of the day. Oh, we're going to have Veterans Day sale. We're going to have Thanksgiving Day sale. We're going to have Christmas sale. You know, at least that Friday is not associated with nothing other than they say that's like the day for the bottom line for stores. I can actually understand Black Friday out of all of them, believe it or not, because they have a reason for it. I can understand the sales that are in February because they say that's when they're switching inventory again. But when you sit there, like, I'm going to keep it real. I can understand, even though Super Bowl is not a true holiday, I can understand the sales that happen at the end of January, beginning of February for electronics, okay, because I'm one of those people, if I already didn't have a big TV, I'd be like, yo, I need a big TV. If you can't be at the game, you want the one that's going to show the game good, okay?
Yep.
But these other ones, I just don't understand, and maybe it's not meant for me to understand, and maybe I shouldn't be questioning it. But I would like to know, especially I'm talking about these stores that make the millions of dollars, what are you doing for these communities that are affected? I mean, what are you truly giving the veterans? Are you telling me as a veteran, if I come into your store on Veterans Day, that I'm going to get something that the rest of the public is not getting because I'm a veteran? No, because you called in a Veterans Day sale. You have to say, hey, if you come in here and you're a veteran on this day, we're going to give you an extra 60% off. To me, that's not something for veterans. If you can prove that you're a veteran and we're giving it to you. Just saying it's a Veterans Day sale, that's just not, you know, and on Memorial Day, how do you really have a solo Memorial Day when we're supposed to be remembering those who gave their lives for us?
Yep.
On Columbus Day, are you telling, and someone correct me, I don't know if every single state has Native Americans that live there. I know here in Michigan we have a few tribes. I know Oklahoma has some tribes. I can't speak for every single state. But I will say, if you're having a Columbus Day sale, are you, or a Thanksgiving Day sale, are you giving something to those to the indigenous people who no longer have their land? That's me.
I agree. And that's it. Even though it might be here in Oklahoma, Native American Day, it's still, it's Columbus Day. Well, okay. I don't get that day off. Oh, well, that's all federal government. Now, I do have one holiday that I do get off, which is Martin Luther King Day, and that's federal, too.
What I do like about that day is a day of volunteerism. Like, I can tell you that I have not seen any sales, and I think because they know that they would probably, me personally as a black person, would probably lose my mind if I saw that they were having an MLK sale. I do like that during that time they actually promote volunteerism because that's what he stood for. You know, he wanted to give back to others. That's probably the only holiday where they actually say do something. I'm going to keep it real. That is the only holiday that truly, they say this is a day of volunteering. And it's actually,
yep,
when you look it up, it's actual National Volunteer Day.
I agree. And see, then, I mean, the company where I work, we had it floated between Martin Luther King Day and Veterans Day. Then they changed that the year I got hired, and it's all only Martin Luther King Day.
And see, I've been watching the GM contract, and now Juneteenth is a holiday for GM workers. I don't know what other holidays they got. I can tell you, I think when my mother worked there, they used to get Easter Monday. That's
okay.
Because they don't work Sunday. And I could say that because my mother would be like, you got to work. I'm like, yeah, I ain't got that day off. And they used to get Easter Monday. But then when my mother worked for the plant, they also did the two-week shutdown during Christmas and the two-week shutdown in the summer, the changeover.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My mother got a lot of time off that I don't think they currently get off because I haven't heard people talk about the changeover. But, again, I don't have anybody who works for that plant any longer either, so I couldn't tell you from day or night. But let me bring in Randy. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm fine. Just play with my computer a little bit, playing some games. At least it'll give me something to do.
I'm always playing games on my computer, so I can't even say that. But I did want to, speaking of today, this is what I want to say.
Mm.
I want everybody to be mindful, especially those of us of a certain age. Today, we fell back. Now, Arizona and Hawaii are the two places. Arizona, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, those places, they didn't fall back.
Yeah.
But be mindful for the next few days of your health, because they say that when we fall back, it takes a toll on the body. And I can tell you, it's taking a toll on my dog, because these motherfuckers don't know what the hell's going on. I can tell a difference. I try to prepare myself. I'm blessed where, since I don't have children at home, and I tell people, when you don't have children, it's a little bit easier to do the time change than it is when you have children.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, what I did yesterday, which is probably why I'm going through this a little bit easier than some people, was that when I knew my bedtime was supposed to be, what I did was to adjust my body. I made sure that I went to bed an hour later, and that was so that my body could be adjusted. So when it said that we fell back, I moved all my clocks, but I also made sure that I tried to get my 8 hours of sleep. Because
mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing is that some people don't get enough sleep, and that's where the toll comes in. I can tell you, when it started getting dark, I was like, oh, shit. The day seemed like a little longer to me. But thank God it's on a Sunday. I think that's why they do it on a Sunday, because they know on Monday you'd be losing your mind. My dogs definitely were losing their mind. They were like, is this dark outside? Like, what the hell is going on?
My case, I went to bed early. I'm gonna take advantage of that hour sleep for sure.
See, I still get up at 4:30 in the morning. And I have friends of mine who ask me, how do I do it even on the weekends? And I told them, I was like, because the problem with the human body is that when those of us who are still working, which is a great deal of the country, if we're on a regular Monday through Friday schedule and we have Saturday and Sunday off, we tend to, quote, unquote, try to make up for the time on the weekend. And that's why we have the hard time adjusting on Monday. When they say the Monday blues and all that, it's really real, because people have stayed up late on Friday night or Saturday night, and now they got to get readjusted on Sunday. I don't have that issue.
Yeah.
I
get up at 4:30 every morning.
Me too. Yeah. I get up early whether I work or not. I don't know why.
I mean, that's the thing, Randy. I get up at 3:45 every day, And then on weekends, I get up at 4, Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't even set the alarm clock on Saturday and Sunday.
I never set the alarm clock.
And I've always been, when we fall back, that's when I get all my rest. I feel normal because it takes me 2 to 4 weeks to spring forward and get normal. It takes me a while when we get back on standard time. So,
yeah.
I hate it. But this year wasn't that bad. But I thought also we were supposed to stay on standard time today. Yeah, that didn't happen.
I mean, where I, man, I knew what we had to do to the fall back thing. I mean, I knew that. I was turning all my clocks back during the day, so I know what time it is.
Yep.
Well,
I know what
forgot
time.
To do one thing, and it was funny because I didn't realize until I got up this morning. I forgot to change the time on my thermostat. And I'm walking around the house, I'm like, why is stuff not going? Because I have everything on a timer. And I'm like, this ain't right.
Yep.
And I was like, I looked, I was like, oh, shoot. I was like, I forgot to change the time on it. And believe it or not, I can tell, like, when, especially in the winter times here, I can tell because of the time I have my thermostat set to go off in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
If it is freezing and my furnace hasn't kicked in, I don't want to move. And then I got these crazy dogs that'll be like, oh, it's cold. Oh, they decide they want to keep me warm. So I can't move, so I'll be like, yeah, we got some issues. But this morning I didn't have that problem.
Your dogs are big.
I wake up at, yeah, I have 70 and 80-pound dogs. My pit bull is 80 pounds and my German Shepherd is 70. So, yeah, I got big ass. I got people. I got people. But
yeah,
they only get in the bed. I mean, now, when people say, oh, they go to bed, their dogs go to bed with them. No, my dogs normally are on the floor. My dogs pick and choose when they're going to hop in my bed because they have a whole damn house to sleep in. Listen, they got couches, so they don't really need my bed. They have sofas, and the fact that I have this bay window, I like it more. I think they like it more because they can lay in my bay window, which is cooler, especially if my house is warm. The bay window is a little bit cooler, and nothing like people getting the shit scared out of them at night if they walk up on my home. Because if you don't see this black-ass dog, my pit bull is like a dark brown. So if you don't see his ass laying in the bay window and you think you're going to walk up on my front door or something, and I have motion detectors on my house. So my porch light is not on. My porch light only comes on when you get near the motion, within the motion range.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you set that light off. That wakes him up. He's going to be like, what the fuck? And plus, it's going to wake me up because you're going to stop the camera. And my cameras start going off. And the cameras go off on my phone. So, the camera go off. You done irritated the dog. Yeah, you have for a rude-ass fucking awakening. Because once you get one dog going, I got three motherfuckers up in here. You're going
to
get scared.
You don't need to
get the dog in the game window.
I don't think you need a security system. I don't think you need a security system.
They are.
Do you have three big dogs?
System. I don't have. No, I have two big dogs and one small one. But the two big ones, I mean, hell, I have watched them scare the shit out of people walking down the street. I have sat here and literally watched them. And this is with them being in the house. Because people are looking at the house. And I don't know why people feel that they should intimidate or whatever animals or tease them when they walk past. But for whatever reason, I'm like, okay, do you not realize this is a damn dog? If you get through it, he will come after your ass. He ain't just making noise to make noise. Because the little boy who live on the corner, he used to, like, make faces, and I had to tell him, don't do that. And I said, they will remember that, especially since they see you on a regular basis. And I was like, you don't want them as an enemy.
Mm.
So he he just walked past. Now he doesn't make faces or anything. But put like this, anybody who might think about breaking into my house, I'm sure they would think twice. First of all, nobody ever knows where I'm at home or not.
I can imagine they if they try to break into the house, they'll get jumped. They'll hear it and jump on the person. Unless the crook got guns.
Well, like my German Shepherd caught me off guard today. I don't know what mood he's going through something. He's 2 years old, so I tell him just like children go through terrible twos, animals go through terrible twos.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided that today he wasn't biting, but he like nipped. I was like, what's up with you? I was like, we not playing nipples no more. And I knew that he wasn't trying to bite me because he didn't even clamp down. So I know anybody knows dogs, if they clamp down, they gonna clamp down. And then he decided that he wanted to just out of nowhere push me. And he got up on his hind legs to push me. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I was like, you, that's what's going on. So I know there's something unusual going on because, like, for him to get up on his hind legs and push me, that's a lot of weight. And he's muscle. So that 70 pounds of muscle was not cute.
Let me ask him, V, on your high, on if they stand up, how tall is he standing up?
He's taller than me when he stands on his hind legs. My pit bull is like face to face with me. My German Shepherd is about an inch taller than me on his hind legs.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a big dog, all right. I'll tell you.
I've had people tell me that they're like, why you got these folks living in your house? I'm like, because I own these people. I was like, these people don't stay with me. I was like, you going to step foot in my house and try to cross me? You know, and I ask people that one question. I'd be like, are you going to come in this house and try to cross me? I was like, first of all, since I don't let my dogs around anybody, when people come in my house, like when I have repairs and stuff done on my house, I literally put my dogs in their crate.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it because if they have to go in and out of my house, I don't want anybody to take a chance of opening up my gate and letting them out. So if I let them outside,
yeah.
I like them in the house because if something jumps off, it's easier for me to open up one of those crates and let my dog go after you. It makes people think twice, really, when you have dogs inside your house and crates, believe it or not.
Now, let me ask you another question. If I were to come to your house, I know I see you got big dog. You got two big ones and a small dog. And I was sort of like a little scared of big dogs. I mean, what should I do? I mean, I know dogs. I never had a dog, but I know from many times dogs see fear.
They can smell it, and I always tell people, people who are afraid of dogs, I actually don't let them come to my house. And the reason being is because I have to make accommodations when my family comes. Like, my daughter comes to this house, my dogs know my daughter. They grew up with her. But when my daughter comes, like my daughter came to my house today, I put them outside, not because I didn't want them to do anything, but because my daughter was getting ready to be in and out the house. She had to bring me some stuff. But like, if somebody comes to my house and tell me that they're afraid of dogs, if you're going to be in my house and you're not here for business, just say you're visiting, and you're afraid of dogs, odds are you won't be invited to my house. Not because I want people in my house, but because my dogs have a job. Their job is to protect my house. And What I don't want them to think is that every time somebody comes, they're being punished.
Okay.
Because if I have to put them into crates or anything, they know that there's a reason why they're being put in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe in punishing my dog just because
and
someone decides they want to come to my home.
And you should.
And I've had people tell me, well, I don't like dogs. I'd be like, okay, then good. I was like, because, see, you want this person I got to deal with. And I told people, yeah. I've had people literally get attitudes on me because I told them, I was like, oh, well, that means I ain't got to worry about dealing with you, right? And they had gotten upset with me. People told me that I would choose. I was like, you damn right. I choose my dogs over a lot of people. See, my dogs will be there when shit breaks out. Where are you going to be?
Let me ask you something. I was thinking about this, also thinking about this today. They, you know, the Christmas specials are coming up, right? The specials we watched when we were kids. All Christmas specials are coming up, except for the Charlie Brown Christmas. Thanksgiving.
Somebody
Christmas.
Bought Charlie Brown. Somebody bought the rights to Charlie
Apple.
Brown. And
Apple TV bought the rights to Charlie Brown.
I didn't know that.
Bullshit.
I knew somebody bought the rights, and that's why they were not out.
Yep, and that happened 3, 4, 5 years ago, where you cannot watch on TV unless Apple says, okay, we'll go ahead and let it show this time. But other than that, no, anything Charlie Brown, you can't watch.
I mean, last time I saw Charlie Brown specials on PBS, that was about,
yes.
Damn, that was about 4 or 5 years ago.
CBS had them, or ABC.
Yeah,
then,
well, CBS had it for the most of it.
Yes,
most of
and
those.
Then once Apple came in and bought the rights to that, they stopped all over local stations. And basically, to me, fucked it up.
And you know what? I agree with you because I'm not paying for Apple TV.
No.
Just to watch Charlie Brown.
Hell no.
I will tell you, I did have a free subscription to Apple TV. I did something and I ended up like 3 months free or something. And before that trial was, I made sure I put a calendar reminder to remind me to cancel my Apple subscription because I was like, I did like that show they had on there, but I really got it because I wanted to see that movie with that series with Samuel L. Jackson, The Life of Latami. I forget his name. I had the book also, but it was a really good. It was a series, and I wanted to see it. And they were the only ones who had it. And I wanted to see that. But as soon as that free trial ended, I was like, y'all keep this.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm not going to do it.
And that's the same with me. I paid a year extra for free Prime from Amazon. I was like, okay, guess what? Cancel my shit.
But see, I had Amazon Prime not to watch TV. I had Amazon Prime because Amazon knows my address like the back of their hand. Amazon's in my house so much.
Yeah. Now, if you have Amazon Prime to buy stuff from them, it's awesome. But if you are not buying that much, go ahead and cancel that.
Oh, and another, Thursday Night Football now on Prime.
It's on Amazon.
What's up with that?
Yeah, Prime.
On Prime TV.
You got to buy
why can't we watch it?
Randy, look what happened years ago when ESPN bought ABC.
Yeah.
Same thing happened where we can't watch Monday Night Football unless you got ESPN.
Well, wait. Oh, yeah. You can watch Monday Night Football sometimes. Sometimes
no, you can watch Monday Night Football if the game is local to your area. That's the only way you
correct.
Can see Monday Night
correct.
Football.
Okay.
If it's not local
right.
to your area and you don't have ESPN, you cannot see it because like my,
yeah.
when Detroit played Monday Night Football, and Detroit being a lot of primetime games, so I know this now. Detroit has had two Thursday night games, and they've had a Monday night game. Well,
yeah.
The good thing is that because I do have ESPN, I actually had the Monday Night Football show that's afterwards, which now I was trying to figure out where they got the picture because there's a picture of me floating around out there, but it's not really of me. It's people that are near me, but you can tell that I'm actually in that picture. And
yeah.
our local TV station, they put out there, they was like, the new Detroit Lions fans. There was some people by me that had bags on their head, and they said, new Detroit Lions fans. And I asked my daughter where they were. Well, come to find out, that was when we had moved over to when we were cheering for Monday Night Football. That's when these people were near me. That's when I was near them. I was not near them during the game. But my daughter, my big flag, made it onto Monday Night Football for the after show. My big flag that says, this is Detroit Lions country. So they made sure our flag got in there because my daughter was waving it. Oh, I can hear my daughter's voice. When I was watching, I rewatched the game the other day, and I know my daughter's voice. I know her voice very distinctively, and I know my screen. And I was like, yeah, they are picking up my screen. Like, if you don't know me and you've never been around me when I'm screaming loud, you wouldn't know it's my voice. And I'm like, there is a lot of my voice on Detroit Lions football because I have a very distinctive scream that I do when I – it's more of a squeal. That's the only way I could describe it. So I was like, oh, wow, you can hear me. And then my daughter, I can hear her voice. And people are like, how do you know? I was like, when you know people's voices, you know their voices.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I know my voice.
Mm.
But, again, there's another picture of me out there, but I was like, I'm so tired of pictures of me being out there.
Remember when Monday Night Football used to be on ABC back in the day? What time did it start? 8, 9 o'clock?
7?
8 o'clock.
Central?
8 o'clock.
Yep.
8 Eastern.
Yeah. But sometimes, I mean, I figured why ESPN is, I mean, I could be wrong on this. ESPN is currently Monday Night Football because, you know, back in the day, they sometimes go past midnight. When it was on ABC, it goes past midnight.
It still goes past midnight. That's why ESPN. Because when they finish the Monday Night interviews and everything, I can tell you, we didn't get home until almost 1 o'clock Monday night. And I kid you not, I know that I didn't get home until after 1 o'clock. And I live here in Detroit. I don't live that far from the stadium. I live 20 minutes from the stadium. But if you stayed for all of the stuff that we did, the game ended. I don't even know what time it ended. But then the Monday night interview they did with Jahmyr Gibbs. That was for like another 20, 25 minutes. It didn't seem that long, but when you got the crowd yelling, and like we were yelling loud for the interview, and we stayed there for quite a while. By the time we got out the parking garage and everything else, it was about 1 o'clock. So, yeah, it still goes late, but I say they just took it to me. Taking it away from the general public, it's almost like they think that everybody can afford to pay for cable. And that's what bothers me.
Oh,
because
big time.
They literally said, like, when I was watching, because I'm at all of the games for Detroit, the majority of them, I don't never really see what everybody sees at home. So where I have ESPN, my game was recorded on ESPN. It was not recorded on ABC. But they literally said, they was like, if you're on ABC, you're going to go to your regular news. For those of you on ESPN, you're going to get this, 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 and this. So I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, my stuff is, and it's just like when the game is on NFL Network, Thursday Night Football is almost also on NFL Network. Well, I have NFL Network. I hate the way NFL Network does it.
Because NFL knows about the replay of the Thursday night game. No, because they don't do it live. What they do is the game is live on Prime, and then they replay it at 1 in the morning on NFL Network.
Yes. Why?
Money.
Because if you don't have Prime, everybody doesn't have Amazon Prime. But more people do have I have the sports package on my cable. So I have NFL Network. So for me, when I wasn't getting the Thursday night game, and I didn't think about it until me and my daughter got back from Green Bay, the way it recorded the damn game for that Kansas City game, I was so mad about how I recorded it. And then I told my daughter, I was like, you know, we've got Prime. We could go back and watch. She said, I didn't even think about that. Because all of the Thursday night games, if you have Amazon Prime, you can go and watch them even after the game.
Yep.
But like I said, I have Prime for my shop, but I do watch Prime for like other stuff. Like I did the Amazing Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, yeah.
They do every now and then come out with a few good shows. But I don't really watch Amazon Prime. I watch, you know, I shop. I'm a shopper. I ain't gonna lie. I got that addiction. I shop. Listen, I stimulate the economy at least 2-3 times a motherfucking week. I might not have left my house today, but I stimulate the motherfucking economy because I ordered some stuff from Kohl's and I ordered some stuff from Macy's today. I have a big Snoopy in my front yard. And I have Snoopy on the Detroit Lions on a Detroit Lions doghouse. I had the Detroit Lions helmet in my front yard on top of a pumpkin. So, I stimulate the motherfucking economy, okay?
Oh, yeah.
When I say I stimulate the economy, I am one of the people who, yes, it benefits me to have Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that's the thing. Amazon Prime will have the football on Thursdays. Then you go to ESPN and NFL Football Network. NFL Football Network is going to be a day later, and you still have to pay for that shit.
Hell no. Hell
no. Now they're trying to make it because there's some stuff I want to see on NFL Network because they did a thing with Amara St. Brown, and I had to pay for something else. I was like, oh, that's some bullshit. I'm not paying for that either. So NFL Network did a special, and I wanted to see it. But it was for their NFL Plus or something.
Yes.
I was like, y'all done lost y'all fucking mind.
Oh, no. And that's why.
The NFL Network with my sports package. I mean, I specifically pay more fucking money for my cable than I should because I had the sports package.
Today
I was watching, because I was, the only way you could watch the Kansas City game was if you had the NFL Network. So I watched that damn Kansas City game this morning. That shit was crazy, too.
Yeah. And they barely won. But still, I've had cable. I've had satellite. And I'm sorry, but if I don't get it, a show, game, football, whatever, over regular, over-the-air TV, I'm not paying for it.
And I'll tell you, the only reason why I have it is because I'm home more than, I literally only leave my house about 2 days a week. I'm home the majority of the time. So for me, it's a big difference. And I tell people, if you're home like I am, then it's more beneficial. But we're going to have to have this conversation next week because guess what? It's that time. Everybody have a great week. Have a great Veterans Day. If you see a veteran, thank them for their service because people have not been recognizing us. Everybody have a great week.
Bye.
Thank you for your service. I appreciate you guys. Mahalo.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has that.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.